Now,
this is in the letter in volume 5. This is letter number 1355. This is dated Baruch Hashem, the 18th day of Tevis, in the year Tavshin Beis in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Reb Chaim Hillel Azimov. He was one of the people that started work for the Rebbe. He was a Shaliach over there in France. And the Rebbe starts off with Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe is responding to the notice that they gave birth to a daughter. The Rebbe is responding to, says, and her name was called Esther Hadassah Tichya. You know what? The Rebbe expresses his blessing for Mazel Tov, that they should raise him.
Her,
together with his wife, the Torah Chub Maisim Tovim, relax spiritually and physically. And the Rebbe says that it's known from the Rebbe Rashab that our custom is also, when a girl is born, to bless the Torah, the Chub Maisim Tovim, for the study of Torah. And this is based upon the saying of our sages that the women are privileged in the study of the Torah, in all of the learning, in all of the chumash and the learning, and the fact that they are protected, waiting, and together. So they're part of this schar and the reward that if their children and their husbands and the study of the Torah. I was very happy to read in the letter that you are sort of encouraging the parents who did not circumcise their sons about how important it is to circumcision, and that you were successful. And your questions about the fact that there's not going to be a minyan for the bris. So the Rebbe says, turn to the rabbis, of the Chabad rabbis that are in your community. Tell them the details of the situation as it is, and they will instruct you what you should do. And the Rebbe points to the Shulchan Aruch Yeredei Reish Samachei, Sim Reish Samachei, so Vav, what to do. And what you're asking me, what about the study with the students, because they only learn for a very little time of learning time with them. What is it better? How should you utilize that time? Is it better to daven with them or to learn chumash or similar? How do you utilize that time? The Rebbe says generally these students are majority, they are before bar mitzvah. So the Rebbe says that the effort needs to be to study with them things that are practical, which means those laws that are needed, that they need to, and also to put them on a basis, put them on their feet, so to speak, learning Chumash and similar to it. And in the style of learning, the halacha, also, when you learn it, also the actual practice, which means the actual learning. So you have to also daven with them every day so that they get used to saying the Shema and the Shemona Esrei, Birchas HaShachar, or Birchas HaNeinim Koyetzvay. It seems the Rebbe says to it all.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he asked the Rebbe, which one should he do? And the Rebbe says, well, the most important thing is to get them used to the practical things, to do it and to experience that, to learn it and to experience that. And the Rebbe also adds to the letter of the general letter the Rebbe gave out with the Festival of Festivals, Yutus Kislev. The Rebbe says, for sure you will publicize it in a fitting way with blessing of success in all of your activities. Let's do